So the genesis of this talk is discussions that Randy and I have had over some period of time related to why does oral argument work sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it sounds like Winston Churchill marshaling the English language and sending it into battle against tyranny. All right, I was watching The Darkest Hour when I was working on the PowerPoint, so that's why that's there. But, you know, sometimes it works, all right? And sometimes it doesn't. And you have, well, I'm not even going to try to launch it. You know the scene. Cool Hand Luke, Strother Martin, Paul Newman, and what we have here is failure to communicate. And everybody feels kind of lousy after one of these failures to communicate. Paul especially, because he just got beaten up. But, you know, nobody's happy with this situation. And, you know, part of it, I think, has to do with the quality of the dialogue. The dialogue isn't good, and so the argument is not productive. And, you know, I think this is the 28th UT conference, all right, appellate conference. I think I've been to about 27 of them. Heard different presentations over these years about oral argument. And I think most of them have focused on how advocates can answer questions better. And that's certainly a good thing and something we're going to talk about. But I think there is also room to discuss how the questions can be better to get what you want from the bench side of this dialogue to help make better decisions.